talk about the reason for the abduction process.
As you heard Maurice Osborne just say, so you want me to talk about it, welcome back. We are here at the UFO Congress. I'm Jerry Pippa. Maurice Osborne is our guest. What's going on with this, Maurice?
Funny you should ask.
I have a hunch it's not going to be funny.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's very serious. And, well, I'll just come right out and say it. They're creating hybrids, that is to say, half human, half, well, more than half human, and partly alien. And the reason why they're doing this is to create hybrid beings that can blend in with humanity. They've already accomplished that goal of creating hybrids that look like humans, act like humans, but the important factor is that they also have the aliens' ability to stare in people's eyes and gain complete control of them. They also have the ability to transport themselves instantly, either through walls or up into craft, and be position themselves anywhere on Earth that they want to be, in the White House or anywhere instantly. And that's quite a pretty important capability that these hybrid units have. But the most important factor here is that all of the hybrids are answerable. They're slaves to the aliens, the Greys, who tell them what to do, and they have to do everything. So they're creating a group of hybrid beings that look human, are able to go anywhere and contact and control anyone, and they are answerable directly to the Greys and must do everything they say. And this scares me because of the implications for the potential for misuse or abuse or, shall I say, invasion, quiet invasion of humanity on this planet.
That's right to say. In other words, we're talking about not 10, not 100, but thousands, maybe millions.
Yes, sir.
That can be called upon like something out of a B-rated movie.
That's right.
Zapped in, all of a sudden they become zombies, more or less, and walk in and do whatever they're asked to do.
They can visit the president anytime they want or do anything they
want
to do.
Now, the question I have, Maurice, is do these hybrids know they can do these things?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, what's really bad...
Have you ever met a hybrid?
Well, in the Experiencers Workshop, there are a number of people who's admitted to being hybrids.
Okay. Then they know it.
They know it. And what's important is that they think that the abduction phenomenon is a wonderful thing, that we should all be happy and grateful for the experience. And I'm trying to say maybe it's not all for the good of humanity. There's a possibility that others may be doing this against our free will, specifically to take over the world.
And so then basically they would have a worker class or a class, obedient class, would do whatever the rulers wanted them to do from the other world. Is that what we're saying?
That's what we're saying.
And how far along is this program, do you think?
That's the scary part. They've already created these hybrids who can blend in with any human being, and they're making the hybrids specific from all walks of life, people from everywhere, so that they blend in easily and you can't tell the difference. The only way you can tell a difference between a hybrid and a regular human being is through the fact some people can see the aura around people, and their aura is different from anyone else's.
Do you have Any idea what their aura is? Is it scary looking, or is it red or orange? Or
I really don't know.
I don't read auras. So I mean, I don't guess I do. I don't know.
I really don't know what their aura is. Whether it's more potent.
You know, I don't find fault with many of the things you're saying, Maurice. I'm puzzled though about how many hybrids there might be.
This hybrid program has been going on for many, many years, 40 years plus.
At least.
And since they've acquired the ability to create hybrids that look human, then
the reason I'm getting to this is we talk about disclosure and the U.S. government knowing things and people in power knowing things, corporate America knowing things, and maybe others don't. This could be the fact that these hybrids have infiltrated all of these centers of power. Do you see evidence of that happening? Do you think that, like where you did the 9/11 investigation, are some of those people hybrids?
Well, you don't mix words, do you? You come right out and ask the questions.
Well, I'm trying to. That's my job.
I guess you're very good at your job. Yeah. Obviously, I'm a little nervous about answering that question.
You survived. Give me a hint. Wait at me, and I'll get somebody else attributed to the comment. No, I forgot. They're watching every move and listening, so you can't even do that.
To tell you the truth, I'm really curious about things because we know that there are many different aliens here besides the Greys. There are reptilian beings. I'm sure you've heard of those.
Sure.
As well as insect-like beings.
So you back up that. I've heard those things all the time. You back up that idea that there's insectoids.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh,
Have you seen one?
No, sir.
Okay. But you're convinced.
Yeah,
like the gray leaning over you.
Yes, sir.
He was a gray, pretty much like the traditional one. I hate to use that as a word.
Yes, sir.
But then there's reptilian types.
Yes, sir.
Have you been contacted by them?
No, that I'm aware
of. Only the grays that you know about.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now go ahead with your thought, if you can remember it. Before I interrupted you, you had these different types of species.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm trying to figure out who's in charge. And it appears that the insect beings are in charge of the grays, the tall grays, and the little grays are just their
Yeah, there definitely
helpers.
Seems to be a pecking order.
It definitely does.
A chain of command, so to speak.
But I'm wondering about the reptilians. Where do they fit in on all this? And I don't know the answer.
And are we talking? We talk about. We just had Paula Harris on, and she says she's presenting two pictures of extraterrestrials at this conference. And Paula and I work closely together. She's a good reporter.
She's covered many stories
for us. So I put a lot of stock in what Paula says, but she says they're humanoid, other than maybe some differences. Their skin's a little bluer and. Or got a blue tint to it, and their eyes are a little different.
Mm-hmm.
So there's more than just the three you're talking about in. Evidently, there's some humanoid types around.
Well,
we call them. Well, Billy Meyer talked about them. Yes, sir. And you did notes on Billy Meyer, so you're well familiar with other types.
Well, the Billy Meyer...
Nordic types.
They're the Nordic with the Billy Meyer group. But there are reptilians, and of course, we know that David Icke has done an extensive job researching that. But there are reptilians, and I just don't know where they fit into all this in the pecking order of things.
Well, that's what it's getting at, whether or not the Nordics in charge of the reptilians or vice versa. We as mammals think of reptilians and reptiles as evil or different, at least or dangerous.
Yes.
I'm not so sure that we really, we're putting our own emotions into it because they're so different. I don't know, maybe a reptilian or a reptile, like a frog or whatever, thinks a little more like a mammal than we believe. We don't know. I don't really have any idea. I mean, the idea of the reptilians, we think of them as being dangerous.
Oh, absolutely.
But I wonder, maybe they're more like us than we want to believe. I don't know.
We do have.
So you don't know who's in charge
either?
No,
sir. No, sir, I don't.
And you don't know what the agenda is?
Not with the reptilians, I don't. They may be in charge of the Greys, for all I know. But from what I understand from other abductees, it's the insectoids that are in charge of the Greys. Now, I just don't know. I've got no information regarding the reptilians and where they enter into this.
Well, and we don't either, but maybe somebody will and will contact us. The government, what do they know?
Oh, they know everything, yes. Well, the whole thing that really gnaws at me is the fact that, well, I can't say it's a fact, but it's the information I have is that the government actually had an agreement with the Greys to allow them to do the abductions, and the only stipulation is that they had to provide a list of who they abducted to the government, and that they were limited to so much and only for research purposes. And it's turned into this, where we've got these hybrids running around that, with all this power and are looking like us now.
Who made that agreement, you know?
I do not know exactly.
Some sort of an agreement from the government here, isn't that?
Yes, sir.
What is that about?
Well, I've produced a briefing document that describes the threats to human freedom that we have, not only from the extraterrestrial beings, but also from individual threats, international threats, national threats, and how...
So as far as the government's concerned with this document, there's lots of threats out there.
Yes, sir. Well, threats to our individual freedoms and liberties, yes, sir.
Yeah, and now, when we get back from Maurice Osborne to wrap up the show, we're going to flush this out a little bit and find out what the government really knows and why they make such a deal. And normally when you make an arrangement, both parties get something. I wonder what the government got. We'll be right back on Jerry Pitt.
In March of 1997, a huge triangular ship appeared over Phoenix. Thousands saw it, and even now, years later, Phoenix is a place of UFO intrigue, sightings, experiences.
This didn't look like anything I'd ever seen in my life.
Hear about it on the Jerry Pippin Show.
This is Jerry Pippin. We're at UFO Congress, and of course we're in Laughlin, Nevada at the Aquarius Resort Casino. Maurice Osborne has been here before. Maurice Osborne has had contact here at the conference. One was pleasant, a blonde-headed lady in a robe or some sort of leisurely dress like that, backstage just before he gave his announcement. Then he's had an unpleasant one in which he woke up with blood on your pillow, I take it.
Yes, sir.
And something in your nose.
Oh, yes.
And then you have regression therapy, and you feel that you are a walking TV camera, or actually a walking TV station.
Yeah.
Sound, too. So people can hear these ETs wherever they are. I'm using the term people, always think of it that way, but they may not be people. We talked about reptilians and insectoids and all kinds of other things.
Yes, sir.
Who in the government made this agreement? I mean, obviously, they know a lot. Somebody is winking and nodding.
Well, it's pretty well documented that President Eisenhower...
back at the Edwards Air Force Base,
yeah, you
that
know
story?
About that, yes.
Yeah. Okay, at the runway, you met somebody.
Yes, and...
1954, I think.
That's right.
Okay.
And, of course, he met with, what I understand, he met with the blondes, who warned him about the Greys. And he took this information back to his advisors. That is, Eisenhower took this information back to the advisors, and they decided to not go along with the blondes from the Pleiades or Plearens. They decided to go with the Greys and do this exchange.
So in other words, Eisenhower met with the blondes,
yes,
the Nordics.
Right.
And he came back with the information, and his advisors went with the Greys. That means that they must have met the Greys, too, somewhere.
Well, the Greys agreed to provide the government with technology.
In other words, the Greys said, don't deal with them. They're goody-two-shoes, feel-good types. We're going to give you something to make a buck on.
Yeah, that's it. You have a way with words, sir.
Well, we got to get down to the basics, don't we?
You sure do get to the basics.
Doesn't make any difference. As I say, you don't care if you're whoever you are. You still put your pants on one leg at a time.
Well, you sure have a way with words. Yes, that's what the way it was. That's the way I understand that's happened. But unfortunately, what the government thought was just going to be some abductions to do some research or investigate what humanity is like. Instead, it's turned into this hybrid program where they've created hybrids that can look human and have the power to control humanity. So I think they goofed.
When did you think the government has figured out that they've been taken, that it's out of control, or have they?
Yeah, they found out within a few years in the 50s, the 1950s, that things were out of control and that they were not getting the lists of contactees that they thought, and they knew that more people were being abducted than was agreed to, and they realized that they had been had. But there was nothing they could do about it but keep it all secret.
Now, there's other places in the world besides the United States, even though we're very provincial here, and we think of the world as in our terms. How about the other countries? Why do they go along with it?
I couldn't say. I don't have that information about other countries. But the interesting thing is that the Greys were also provided with deep underground bases on U.S. soil, so that you've heard of the Area 51 and other bases underground that the aliens and humans both occupy to do nefarious things. And I know about that, but I don't know.
Well,
about
I'd like to know about the nefarious countries things. You know, I'm a blood and guts guy here. What are we talking about here? It doesn't sound good on the surface.
No, sir. It doesn't sound good. Their ability to create different species, mixtures of humans and bats and lizards and mixtures.
You mean literally like something? Remember The Fly, the
old
movie?
Yes, sir. They're able to create mixtures of any kind of species you want or you can think of, called Nightmare Hall on the fifth level. And they're
now that's at Area 51?
Area 51, as well as the thing that gets me personally is their dream technology, their ability to interfere with anyone's dreams at night and make them have nightmares. They've affected me in that way.
I wonder, if we made a deal with them to do this, surely by now, it's been 40 years or so,
mm-hmm.
We probably tried that on our enemies, some of
you
the
think?
Technology.
You don't think the U.S. government would do that, do you?
Well, I mean, I wonder why we do hear about some things that don't make sense, in the normal things.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
So what's going on here? I mean, is there a ruling class in the U.S. government working with the ETs, and they're just going to let them call up the hybrids when they need the Night of the Thousand Zombies to march on whatever?
Yeah, I wish I could answer that. I really don't know what the ramifications are really going to be, but I know we're in deep trouble for humanity. I'm talking about individual human beings and their freedom and their liberties and independence are
It seems to me, from talking to you and some others, that let's get into the extraterrestrial mind here. Like I said, we don't know who's ruling this thing, who's running it, who the big dog is. They may literally be a big dog if you're talking about insectoids and things like that. It doesn't seem that everybody has a motivator. So their motivator must not be money and wealth necessarily. It must be something like power.
Something like power, yes. We're talking about the control of the planet Earth.
And they're doing this elsewhere then?
Oh, other countries? Certainly. All over the world.
And they're doing this maybe in other worlds?
Yes, sir. We have contactee...
So, in other words, maybe in the intergalactic scheme of things, in their United Planets instead of the United Nations, the bad guys have already won.
In many places they have.
Well, Maurice, you're out giving the information out. They haven't stopped you yet. You're making these books for free, the offer. They can go to your website to get them. Why are they allowing you to do that?
Well, I'm rather well known here at the conference, and I'm sure my
I know the
absence...
conference allows you to do it, but why are the ETs allowing you to go ahead and get this information out and tell me these things that are dire?
Well, simply because people would be asking a lot of questions if I were missing. That people know me. I'm well known here at the conference.
Well, that's been my hope in all of my years of investigative journalism, that the profile's too high to do me in.
Yeah, well...
Hopefully you're right.
I so admire what you've done to enlighten people about what's happening, and I'm so honored to be a part of your show. Thank you so much.
Well, we're honored to have you, and you've had some... was that the only horrible experience you had that you remember?
That I remember.
Yeah. But you suspect maybe something else has happened you wouldn't know.
Yes, sir.
And as far as the good guys, are there any good guys out there right now, or they just...
Oh, absolutely. That's why I'm so pleased at being able to help provide the Billy Meyer transcripts available to people, because those Pleiaran folks, God love them, they're on our side. I'm certain of it.
Well, that's a good way to leave the show today, Maurice. Jerry Pepin is my name. Roberta Scott was our own location producer. Our technical editor today for this show was Jane Swartley. And you can go to the website that we have a link here to Maurice and get a free book. In fact, you can get more than one. He has several, and we've gone over them. Maurice, thank you very much for taking your time. I know it wasn't all pleasant, but you have a message to give, and you give it well.
Thank you so much, sir.
Until next time, this is Jerry Pepin. Cheers.
I'm Jim Mars, author of Alien Agenda, the world's top-selling nonfiction book on UFOs. I'm here today to tell you one of the most fascinating stories I've come across in my career as a journalist. The secret of Reggate is that so many people in one small American community now know that there is so much more to the universe than what we see and experience in our everyday world.
Save $5 this month when you purchase The Secret of Reggate DVD from ShopJerryPippin.com. This film won the prestigious People's Choice Awards at the 2004 UFO Conference. The Secret of Reggate will astound you. You will want to see it again and again. Save $5. Order it now, this month only, at ShopJerryPippin.com. Secret of Reggate, a Linda Cowan production.